It was the scariest road trip I had ever taken. It was like watching some Hollywood disaster movie, only worse because I was in it.
You know the powers to be say not to panic. I'm telling you, panic, worry, run. The birds are gone. Get out of town now. Don't stay. Leave. Save yourself while you can. Go, go, go.
From New Orleans, Louisiana, born and raised here. This is my account of Katrina. Right when it happened, about the day before, I realized that my mother, in her 83 years old, and my grandmother, who was 99, and myself went in my mother's Cadillac, and there was my grandmother, 99 years old, in the back of the seat. It took us 12 hours to get to Alexandria, Louisiana, which is usually just a 3.5-hour drive, and it was stop and start. And I have to say that it was very, thank goodness, my grandmother and my mother were able to get her through relatives in a nursing facility, which is wonderful. And the sadly thing is that my grandmother did die 3.5 weeks later, so she is technically a Katrina victim. And I've always thanked, in kind of an odd way, I've really thanked the fact that she didn't die on the way, because I'd have felt terribly guilty about that. And my name is Ann Winston, and thank you very much.
After Katrina, the den that I work at on Mardi Gras floats took 13 feet of water, so we had to get the parade together in 2.5 weeks. We were able to get the parade together, and when we got down Chapultepec turning on Napoleon, people applauded us because we were able to get that parade to the show for Mardi Gras that year. That was a touching moment, and I was glad to see the positive things happening around here from there. Jules Richard, 43 years old, lived here my whole life.
I heard screaming, "Get up here! Get up here!" Within seconds, the house started swaying back and forth. We both just stood there watching in total disbelief at what was happening to our home. The fierce wind was pounding our house to death, and the water was rising quickly. We witnessed firsthand the destruction of our home and loss of every single possession we owned. Karen Martin, 68 years old, born in New Orleans.
Hi. 2 miles an hour, you don't have any air conditioning. And she was in the back seat, and I mean, she was just, I was sitting there fanning her, because I would have thought she was going to die of the heat. You know, but that was the worst evacuation. Now, coming into, when we came in from New Orleans, from Katrina, it wasn't so bad. I mean, except Mama was scared to death. The dog was fine. Mama was scared to death.
I couldn't believe what I saw. The awful destruction. Oh, you couldn't fathom what could have happened. Everything was ripped. Everything had been destroyed. It's Father Louis Lohan, Long Beach, Mississippi. This is Tom Hackett. I'm a Texan transplanted to New Orleans. As they say, I got here as fast as I could. I live uptown. Katrina, I called our friends, best friends in New Orleans, for them to evacuate. Because, you know, let them all know they're free to come on over and stay at our place in Texas. And, my goodness, they got here, they got to Pearland, Texas, after like a 12-hour drive, which is normally at least 5 to 6. And they stayed 6 weeks with us. My friends Phil and Karen and Miss Emily, Karen's mother, and then nephew Jay and his wife came, and so we had a group of people with us for about 6 weeks, and love them all.
The National Guard came and got us in two boats. There were 9 of us. my mother, father, and all of my brothers and sisters. They didn't take us to the Superdome. They just dropped us off on the Causeway Bridge. We slept on the bridge for 4 days before we could get to the bus and come to Houston. It was horrible. Jeremika Richardson. My name is Sue McCormick. I'm 65. I was born and raised in New Orleans, living from Gentilly out to the lakefront. I had my mother with me and all of our family. We were in an apartment, 9 adults in a one-bedroom apartment, and 2 dogs and a cat before we moved to Houston. We finally came back to La Place, where my brother had rented a couple of houses. I lived in 7 different places. I was in a FEMA trailer in front of my house for 1.5 years while I took my time rebuilding. We had to tear my mother's down. She was ultimately a Katrina victim when she died 3 years later, heartbroken over having lost her home.
Urgent weather message, National Weather Service, New Orleans, Louisiana, 10:11 a.m. Central Daylight Time, Sunday, August 28, 2005. Devastating damage expected. Hurricane Katrina, a most powerful hurricane with unprecedented strength, rivaling the intensity of Hurricane Camille of 1969. Most of the area will be uninhabitable for weeks, perhaps longer. At least 1/2 of well-constructed homes will have roof and wall failure. All gabled roofs will fail, leaving those homes severely damaged or destroyed.
Beverly Andrews. I live in New Orleans, Louisiana. And the morning of Katrina, we were watching it on the news, and my husband said, we're just going to stay here. And I was feeling like this is a very big storm, and it was making me very nervous. My son came over, who at that time, his son was only a couple of years old. And he said, Ma, Dad, I think we really need to get out. I have a little child that I have to take care of. So we packed up enough things just to go away for the weekend, never expecting to be away for as long as we were. When we came back after the storm, which was about maybe 5 weeks later, the area was pitch black. All of the parish where I taught in St. Bernard was 99% destroyed. The school building that I taught in, we went back to see it, where my classroom was. There was a huge hole going right through the building, and everything inside was covered with mud and flushed away. It was totally devastating, especially for my daughter-in-law, whose whole family lived there and lost everything. But fortunately, my bottle of Grey Goose saved my refrigerator. So we're really thankful that everything here where we live turned out okay. Before Katrina came through, I thought, if my house gets washed away, I'll just stay at my mother's house or my brother's house, never thinking all our homes would be destroyed. Everyone in my family is now a refugee. I'm Beverly Andrews. I live in New Orleans, Louisiana. And the morning of Katrina, we were watching it on the news, and my husband said, we're just going to stay here. And I was feeling like this is a very big storm, and it was making me very nervous. My son came over, who at that time, his son was only a couple of years old, and he said, Ma, Dad, I think we really need to get out. I have a little child that I have to take care of. So we packed up enough things just to go away for the weekend, never expecting to be away for as long as we were. When we came back after the storm, which was about maybe 5 weeks later, the area was pitch black. all of the parish where I taught in St. Bernard was 99% destroyed. The school building that I taught in, we went back to see it, where my classroom was, there was a huge hole going right through the building, and everything inside was covered with mud and flushed away. It was totally devastating, especially for my daughter-in-law, whose whole family lived there and lost everything. But fortunately, my bottle of Grey Goose saved my refrigerator. So we're really thankful that everything here where we live turned out okay.